make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place, singing,
We will rock you. We like to keep it rocking right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. I've got with me my colleague from WCQM Park Falls, Greg Gunderson. He joins me every Wednesday for the top of the show's first half hour for a little segment we like to call In Your Neck of the Woods. We got one of our fine Civic Media colleagues with us today talking about pro wrestling. It's Rich LoCascio coming to us from WRJN in Racine. Before we get back to wrestling, Rich,
yeah.
I wanted to ask you, Gray, I heard that you may have a wee bit of a new job title.
Well, that may in fact be true. As of this week, I've moved, like I mentioned earlier when we introduced Rich, Rich and I have spent a lot of time rubbing elbows in sales meetings. Technically, I've been a salesperson here at Civic Media, but there's been some rumbling, some shifting, and my begging was finally catered to. I am now a full-time announcer here at Civic Media. Moved away from sales activities, though I still work with a couple of our clients. My primary responsibility is now making content, which has been a passion, a goal of mine for a long time, and being close in sales was a thing, and now it's no longer a thing. I'm doing, and when you get what you want, holy cow, you get busy. Wow, holy cow, this week has been a whirlwind for it.
Careful what you wish for. Well, yeah. Welcome to the pure content creation side of the aisle here, Gray. Really happy to have our sales colleague, Rich, with us. I dropped a term of art, if you will, in the last segment, Rich, that I had never heard until about 3 years ago.
Sure.
That is thrown around to describe pro wrestling, and it's kayfabe,
yes.
If I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Yep.
Can you tell people, am I pronouncing it correctly, first of all, and tell people what this is?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm actually impressed that you know the term kayfabe. And basically, it's preserving the, I don't want to say preserving the illusion, but preserving the sanctity of professional wrestling and the fact that good guys stay with good guys, bad guys stay with bad guys. Like, it's part of the show. It's part of the act, and they live it out. I'm not saying that they have to be a garbage man, or they have to, or the Undertaker has to be a mortician or anything like that. But, you know, bad guys should act like bad guys. A great example of that in All Elite Wrestling would be Maxwell Jacob Friedman, who he's just a very abrasive personality. He's like that in and out of the ring, in front of the camera, behind the camera. That's just his personality.
I had to Google the term myself. I hadn't encountered it before I saw it in the notes here. And in Googling it, I think I can add a little bit of perspective for the ignorant here. The kayfabe, I mean, when you Google kayfabe and you read an example of it, it's basically the relationship between the fans and the performers who all know what's really going on, but also the understanding that what's really going on doesn't matter. It's what we're enjoying, what's fun about this. And really, when I was reading about kayfabe, it's the same relationship that any moviegoer has.
Correct.
With the stars of the movie.
Yeah.
It's just Correct. That there's this different expectation because the wrestling is happening without a camera to separate us between the action. So people automatically, it's almost like some decorum is lost. And all of a sudden we're just like, oh, you believe? Well, do you believe that that Leo DiCaprio actually sank into the ocean there at the end of like, right. Leo DiCaprio is still alive walking around. You didn't hold him accountable for him sinking into the cold ocean. So it's kind of the same thing. There's a separation
part,
between
right.
it.
There is a part of every form of storytelling, and professional wrestling is a form of storytelling.
Yes.
Yes.
That involves the suspension of disbelief. And I've always been, anytime people have an incredibly acute reaction to something in the negative column, which I've, many female friends of mine, professional wrestling, or real with that, and they're all ticked off about it. I always think to myself, like, why the vitriol? Like, why so mad, friend? And because to me, I've always viewed it as this, again, hyper-athletic, And kind of, I don't want to use the word simplified because
no.
It's not. The plot lines are intricate and complicated. I can't get into it because I don't have time to figure it all out and get why this person's mad at this person or characters are mad at each other. But it does follow this basic form of good guys and bad guys. And when you get into it, You understand the rules of this world, right? And I think sometimes, and that's why the word simple isn't the right one, because the plot line's, again, super complicated. But in this very crazy, very stressful world that we live in, this, again, suspension of disbelief, this unreality that also offers us a basic sort of psychologically appealing good versus evil approach to the world is so deeply appealing to a lot of folks. Now, as a female, I will say this. I am glad to see that professional wrestling has gotten to a place where, like, female athleticism and female characters have developed beyond the sort of sex pot version of women in athletic. That is a positive progression. And certainly there have been very complex and somewhat negative images of women, or overly simplified, overly sexualized images of women. Professional wrestling, to the extent that it's playing on stereotypes and these oversimplified versions of the universe or worldviews, that is part of the theater that you see in wrestling. Rich, do you have any events coming up? Where can people find your announcing skills?
Yes, I will be at the Buena Vista Banquet Hall this coming Friday night for Legacy Pro Wrestling's March into Madness show. Bell time is at 7:30. Doors open at 7 p.m. So some great goings on there. House of Headlocks, who I mentioned earlier, their next show is at their training school in Butler. That's coming up on Saturday, April 5th. Doors open at 7, bell time 7:30. All the information can be found out on Facebook for House of Headlocks and also Legacy Pro Wrestling. So, Maggie, always a pleasure to be around you and work with you. And thank you for having me on your show. I really do appreciate it.
What fun, Reg. The next time there's some big hubbub in the world of professional wrestling, you know, like maybe when an executive becomes a cabinet secretary for a department that they want to dismantle because, you know, running the world's largest professional wrestling organization certainly qualifies one to run the entire Federal Department of Education. I don't know, something totally random and crazy like that, that sounds like a plot line where there's good and evil in the world. Maybe we should have you back and have a little chat about that.
Sure, why not?
Rich, I forgot to warn you, Maggie gets political now and again.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Every once in a while. Gentlemen, my thanks to you, Greg Gunderson. Congrats on your new role officially in the content creation seat, exclusively up there at CQM Perk Falls. My thanks to you, salesman extraordinaire for our large accounts. You can always hit up Rich. Just give WRJN a call. When we come back, I've got Jeremy Janine.